That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. If you want to share what's been living in your mind for moments, days, weeks, months, you name it. And the more random and wild ass, the better. And before we get to the good P1s in this edition of Rent Free Live from Camp, we have something that has distracted us on our trip out here every day, because we are staying in Ventura, but we have to make a quick 10-15 minute drive to Oxnard, and we go down Gonzales every day, and we drive by Oxnard High School.
Yes, and you know, right outside, it's got the mascot for Oxnard High School, which is the Yellow Jackets. Like, it looks like the Georgia Tech logo. And our first day driving up here, and this might go back years, but you said Oxnard High School should be the Oxen.
It makes too much sense.
Right. The Oxnard Oxen.
You could have a cool helmet with, like, horns and stuff on it.
Yeah. And then me just being a dumbass, I said, it'd be funnier if they were the Oxnard Oxes.
Which is not the plural. That's not the plural of oxes.
For oxen, it's oxen for plural for ox. And then that had me thinking of a Brian Regan stand-up bit. I don't know if you ever watch Brian Regan stand-up.
I don't know if I have.
He's a clean stand-up comedian, but I think he was pretty funny. I haven't seen his stuff, and you know, he was pretty popular when I was in high school.
Okay.
But he had a bit, and this would have been early aughts is when it came out, talking about being in school and the teacher asking the kids what words the plural for certain words were. Mm. And let's hear this.
So she asked this kid who knew everything, Irwin, what is he plural for ox? Oxen. The farmer used his oxen. Brian, what? Brian, what's the plural for box? Boxing. I bought 2 boxing of donuts. No, Brian, no. Let's try another one. Irwin, what is he plural for goose? Geese. I saw a flock of geese. Brian, what? Brian, what's the plural for moose? Moosin'! I saw a flock of moosin'! There are many of them, many much moosin'! Out in the woods, in the wood is, in the woods in! The meat's wanting the food, food is to eating, is it? The meat's wanting the food and in the wooding in, is it? In the food in the wooding, is it? Brian. You're an imbecile.
So dumb.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's got some funny stuff, but yeah, okay. when I hear oxen, I think of Brian Regan with that. I brought 2 boxes of donuts.
Yep. That's good
stuff.
All right, let's get to the good, clean P1s. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. Let's start with a good P1, Daniel. Daniel says, hey, sweet spot. This may be a duplicate, and if so, I apologize. No need to apologize. Whenever ham is mentioned on your station or ham is mentioned out in the wild, I hear, ooh, the ham is ready every damn time. Also, whenever I hear my dad, it's immediately replaced in my mind with Fake Tiger saying my dad, Earl, of course. Thank you for what you do to your bodies, Daniel. And this is, I believe, Sally Sturm at home. Bob was recording the family, and she was cooking a holiday meal.
I pulled the wrong Sally drop. Give me a second.
Oh.
Is this the fire one?
We're going to have to vamp a little bit.
Yeah.
You could just recreate it. Because I think that was a
This is
Easter?
For you, by the way, Ham. Jerk.
Yeah, I think that was an Easter.
Ham is typically an Easter. That's the main protein on Easter.
But I also, every time I hear about ham, the food, I will think of our friend Ham. So a nice holiday ham.
You
nice
guys don't eat
honey
rabbit
ham.
On Easter?
Glazed ham. What's that, Justin?
Oh, no, that was me. You guys don't eat rabbit on Easter? I thought that was a tradition.
Rabbit?
Yeah, I didn't bring up eating
Shire.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just my family then. Okay. Yeah.
Is that a very Louisiana rural thing?
We'll have to ask Xavier Leggett.
Okay.
They only save rabbit for the good holidays.
Yeah.
I've never had rabbits
with
before.
Special company. You've never had rabbit?
I haven't.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's
like, what kind of
gamey
restaurant sells rabbit? Like, is it like a, if you go to a fancy restaurant,
yeah,
will
you
they'll
can
have
get
some
rabbit
stuff?
In fact, team dinner in Vegas, I had rabbit that night.
Okay.
It was fine.
We have it.
Oh, we have the audio?
Ooh, the ham is ready! Ooh. Oh.
The mm-mm-mm. You know what? When ham is done right.
Oh, yeah.
Totally on board. Great. I know what you mean. All right, let's move on to Clay. Clay Foster says, I got a question for my good, sweet Sean Bass and Mino. For a day, would you rather be a fly on Jerry's wall during OTAs, have a full swim date with Pudge, or be the Mandalorian's human breathalyzer? Thanks, no. Sweet Spud.
I'll tell you which one I don't want. I don't want to be the breathalyzer.
You'd get drunk.
I know.
I don't think Lando has that big of a problem where we need to be his breathalyzer for him. But of the two legit questions, man, I think I would be so beaten with Jerry just talking in circles that I would have to play a little, Marco Polo with Pudge.
So it's during the day, it's just one random day at OTAs.
Yeah, right.
Like when
or mini
not
camp, whatever,
much
yeah.
is going on. Yeah. It might be interesting for the first 5 minutes. Like the scene, was that in Hard Knocks or one of the Hard Knocks type shows where he's eating his McGriddle and
putting salt on it.
I think it'd be a lot of that. I think you'd get bored. I would definitely go to the pool with Pudge.
Yeah.
That sounds like a freaking party.
Well, let me ask you this. What about War Room with all the Jones clan?
I'm doing War Room.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think so too. All right. Let's move on to, this is from Britt. He says, howdy gents. Longtime P1 in Brooklyn. I've got a rent-free that I've been laughing about for years. I've attached a link to a goofy video I saw a while back that pops into my mind anytime something smells bad. The second I smell anything unpleasant, one of two phrases immediately pops in my head, either, what's in that mic, man, or you need to give that mic back to your nephew, and I can't help but start laughing. Appreciate you guys. Britt. And the video is, I've never seen this before. Apparently, this dude put fart spray, like loaded it up on a microphone and doing man on the street stuff, and this is what it sounded like.
And so today we're here with?
Miami.
All right, so look, man, where you from, man?
Right here.
Right?
What's in that mic, man?
You said what?
What's in that mic, man?
Nothing.
Smell bad there, man.
Nah, did my nephew mic.
Your nephew mic? Man, yeah. God damn, man. Man, look here, man.
What happened?
That killing me.
What you mean? I'm saying you trying to be a part of the interview or what, man?
Yes, I'm trying to be a part of the interview, but
alright, so look, Black History Month or Christmas?
Christmas.
Why Christmas?
Because you get gifts. Damn, that shit is nasty.
You don't like Black History Month?
Yeah, I like that too, but oh lord, man, that shit, man.
What happened?
I don't know that mic, man. That mic stink, man. God, who mic this here?
My nephew mic.
Man, you need to get that mic back to your nephew, man. God.
You say you not trying to be a part of the interview?
I'm trying to, but God, that mic smell bad, man.
My nephew's mic.
He likes Christmas because of Giftus.
Yeah, Giftus.
I do like this. Christmas.
Killer likes the Christmas,
he does,
too.
He loves the Christmas. All right, this is from Chencho. He says, good evening, Sweet Spotters. What's been on my mind rent-free is the origin of Bob saying, can I stick my tongue down your throat? We always hear it played during Mia Hamm's interview, but when did he originally say that? Well, the Mia Hamm interview happened probably, what, 04, 05? I mean, it was...
Yeah, the Groobs era.
Around 20-some years ago. So I know that was a drop. We've heard it mm-hmm. before. It always comes up during the Mia Hamm. I even texted Bob earlier today. He says he's going to have to check around. He doesn't remember. And I feel like that is a hallmark of what we do.
Yeah.
There are drops of us that none of us remember ever saying on the air, and they sound absolutely insane. But that one was... an all-timer perfectly placed drop.
And a lot of them, like, if we do know the context, we'll play it every now and then, especially in this segment. But yeah, that's one I just associate
right.
with Mia Hamm.
Exactly.
And we have the drop itself, too, which mm-hmm. we'll play, and I just think of Mia Hamm. I have no idea where... Like, that had to be early, early bad radio.
It had to be. Well, let's enjoy the Mia Hamm
yeah.
moment anyway.
We got Mia Hamm with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I wanted to ask you a serious question. It's not really serious, but it's the idea of your impact on sports with regards to causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth. But also, we got the soccer cause. So I'm almost wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering which cause is...
Man, just imagine if that happened now with Hamm doing. Say it's Paige Beckers is on, and that never happened. But we do have the drop.
I don't think Paige would have much interest in that.
No, I don't
Mia
know.
Seemed a little intrigued.
Yeah,
you never know.
Take a run.
Hopefully, Nomar wasn't yeah. around. All right, and finally, and we got to give full props to one Hamm because he was able to find this in the archives. This is from Patrick. He says, "What's up, Sweet Spot? One of the greatest training camp e-breaks of all time, my opinion, is when a sleep-deprived Gordon Keith is doing an ad read between segments. He tries to say the phrase, trifecta of luxury, but instead flubs it and accidentally drops an F-bomb live on the air. It is caught in time. What ensues is one of the greatest and most shocking moments in ticket history and creates a Jeb giggle that lives rent-free in my head. Love you, boys. Thanks for all you do, Patrick. I do remember this. I'm not sure what year it was, but I'm glad we were able to unearth this audio.
Coming up next, a special training camp edition of Letters from Listeners.
And we're talking about...
Crest Cadillac.
Cadillac, that's right. Crest Cadillac in Frisco. It's where you'll find the
Wow.
Dump that. Dump that.
Seriously?
Gordon.
Seriously.
Wow. Man.
And now here's Gordon Keith for Crest Cadillac.
That is quite a way to pronounce trifecta.
The phrase I'm looking for, trifecta of luxury.
There we go.
He stopped right after the K.
Who was cackling in the background? Was that an
engineer? Killer.
That's Killer?
Yeah.
I've never heard Killer laugh that hard. That's amazing. Oh, I love it. Well, that's another edition of Rent Free. If you want, if you want to add to the pile, rentfree1310@gmail.com. If we didn't get to yours today, we will get to it.